The Air Force Band turned 75 years old this year. Its six performing ensembles are still going strong, performing at many national events and military ceremonies. And there's a new way to hear them, as the band's commander and conductor, Colonel Larry Lang, explains. Federal News Radio's Eric White went out to see the band rehearse. He spoke with Lang about the band's history and its plans.
That's the sounds of Airmen of Note, the Air Force Band's jazz ensemble. They were gracious enough to invite us into one of their rehearsals at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling to listen to some of their music. Colonel Larry Lang is commander and conductor of the Air Force Band. He discussed with me some of the history of the band and the duties assigned to them.
Well, you've come at a really opportune time because it's the 75th anniversary of the band. We were formed in 1941 as part of a number of bands that were stood up during the Army Air Corps days back in World War II as that was happening. So we have a long, rich history, and of course it was started to support the troops and honor them in ceremonies, and the band has just grown and grown over the years, and now we have 184 members and six different ensembles that make up the Air Force Band. The group you just heard is the Airmen of Note. That's one of the six ensembles. They were actually formed to continue that World War II tradition of Major Glenn Miller, who many of your listeners will know as a very famous World War II swing band era leader. He was actually a civilian leader and was so enamored with what our troops were doing that he wanted to form a big band, become part of the Air Corps, and go overseas and support the troops. And we've continued that tradition ever since. We deploy members, for example, to the Middle East. We just had a group, a rock band, return from the Middle East, one of our other six ensembles, called Max Impact. And they probably performed for 50,000 coalition troops while they were there, as well as to reach out to the international community, in the different countries that they went to try to build those relationships and those partnerships with our friends and allies over there.
Music was always the first choice for Colonel Lang, but like all the airmen of the Air Force Band, along with their love for music, there was a desire to serve the country.
Your listeners can't see this, but my dad's picture is on the wall. He was in World War II as well. My stepdad was in the Army, and so that military heritage is part of my family. But to be honest with you, when I was going through school, my real goal was to be a performer. I got a degree in trombone and was performing professionally and teaching. I became a college band director. I was doing that for several years. And you'll find that to be true for a lot of our leaders, our commanders of the Air Force bands, but also our members. Most of our members have a bachelor's degree. Many have a master's. Several have a doctorate. Very highly educated team. Same with our conductors. We have 18 conductors for 10 bands that are stationed all over the globe. This is the premier Air Force band, as you might imagine, right here in Washington, D.C., and we're a little bit bigger than the others that are stationed all over the world. But I came in just because I was so excited about the opportunity to work with that level of professional musicians. That was my original goal. But then as I got involved, man, it was exciting to see the impact that we were having on our veterans, and that's one of our main mission in interest is to honor our veterans and to support them, all those who have served and are serving in our military. So we're always looking for ways to do that as we go out into the public and play concerts. We play the armed service songs, we play patriotic songs, we recognize those community members' service.
He says along with international outreach, one of the band's other main missions is representing the others who serve as well.
Every time we go out into the community, for example, we want to demonstrate the excellence that's part of every member's service in the military, especially in the Air Force. So it's that inspiration is part of it. So our mission is basically to honor, inspire, and impact. Those three simple but powerful words. So the honor part comes with the things that I've discussed about honoring our veterans and those who are serving. And then the impact and the inspiration comes when we're out in our communities, connecting with people. Sometimes we're the only military presence that a community will see, right? They see things on the news maybe that are kind of negative sometimes, but they don't get to meet a military member. And when they get to meet us, they get to see the professionalism, the professional demeanor, and the ability of the members of the band. All that combined with inspirational music, it really makes an incredible impact for our Air Force and our military.
Touring the band's building on the base, it was easy to see that they're a tight-knit group, similar to any military detachment or company.
They're really dedicated airmen. They love their country. They love to serve. And we get to be a real close team here because we work together so often. The band performs over 1,500 engagements a year. 800 of those are out at Arlington Cemetery, honoring our fallen warriors out there. And so, you know, when you work with someone like that day in and day out, you become a close-knit family. And so, I know everybody, of course, very well, and about their families and how long they've been serving and all those things, because that's part of it. It's part of my job as their commander to take care of them, to make sure they have everything they need to do their job, and to make sure they have a good future in the Air Force.
Recently, the band unveiled a new way to listen to them for their 75th anniversary, introducing the new Air Force Band app.
The mobile technology is the way to go these days. Everybody's looking things up on their cell phones, right? On their smartphones. And as a matter of fact, we had almost, I think it was around 700,000 visitors to our website last year. So that's becoming the primary way that people find out about what we're doing, about who we are, about when we're coming to their community. Perhaps they want to know more about me or one of our members. All of those things now can be found on this new app, because the app, all it does, it just draws that information from our website. So everything that's on our website immediately goes to the app. It's USAF Band on Google Play and on iTunes. And so all of your listeners can grab that app and find out everything they'd want to know about any of the six ensembles, maybe about tickets to a particular concert that we're having. They can even download or listen to all of our recordings. And we have over 150 recordings on our website. So you can listen to all kinds of different music from those six different ensembles. Just lots of great information about the band and pictures about everyone that serves here.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky.
However, if you'd like to see the band live to help celebrate 75 years, they've got you covered as well.
You know, we just celebrated our 75th anniversary, which was exciting, but it actually remains that way for the rest of this calendar year. So we got several concerts planned over the next 6 months honoring our 75th anniversary. We're just kind of talking about the Air Force history. You know, the Air Force has been around since 1947, and we want to just celebrate that history. So we're going to have the Airmen of Note, which is the jazz group that you just heard, plus the strings. The Air Force strings are going to join that group and form kind of a studio orchestra. And we're going to have some singers, and it's just going to be a great show of Air Force heritage. And then next month, we have another kind of a heritage event called a tattoo. It's a traditional military ceremony with pageantry and marching, and there's actually going to be the rock band Max Impact that I mentioned is going to be playing. Very patriotic, very martial and traditional in nature, but also a lot of fun. That's in September. People can find out more about that on our website.
Or the app.
Or the app. There you go. You're helping me advertise the app.
For FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM, I'm Eric White.